Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has so much to say to His people. He loves us and His return is imminent. Get ready. The King is coming. Remember something. I've been saying that for years, since 2017, about His imminent return. But remember, the Lord's love is so vast. It takes time for people to prepare. And imminent means any moment. But the love of God has given us over 3 years. And I thank God for all the time He's helping us. I believe that there's going to be a mighty revival. But the timing of the Lord is perfect. When the Lord alerted me to that, I've been on alert ever since. And every day I consider people that would love God like I've learned to love God. There are people out there, they would love to know God, but the traditions of men that have gotten in the way has held people back. Sometimes people are not backsliding from God, but against churchology, the wrong teachings and the doctrines of devils, things that people have done that have quelled the gospel. The enemy is against it. But one thing I learned we have to do, we don't just receive what God is saying, we also have to reject the words of darkness. Anything that's not of God, line it up with what Jesus said and reject it. And what if you replace the word repent with the word reject? If you reject darkness, I gave an analogy a few weeks ago about how, all right, let's say a man, a teenager gets saved, and he's got some terrible rap music or rock music, whatever, and it's degrading women, it's rebelling against authority, hating police officers, all the cursing in it. He gets saved, and now that he loves God, he hates the darkness. But let's say the way people repent, they just turn the CD off. He still got the CD in his automobile and in his car. It's still the disc is still in his radio. But the way to reject it is to eject that CD, lay it on the cement, and bust it up with a hammer. Now, anything that the enemy said, anything that's wrong, that's how you reject it. Modern day repentance is people just turning it off, but it's still there. But what if you take it out of your heart and bust it up? It can never, that CD will never bother him again. All the thoughts of the enemy can be done this way. And the Lord taught me that. But sometimes the Lord will give you a concept, and now I'm able to put it in words. When you get rid of, I said, Lord, teach me how to kill Satan's works in my life. And over the years, He taught me those kind of concepts. You don't just ignore it. You destroy it and then replace it with the Word of God. Fill your heart with the Word. Let your thoughts be on Him. That's why I say I'll do all that's in His heart. And everything that's like Satan has got to go. I don't want it in my life. I don't even want to remember. But the things of God are true. And as you draw near to the Lord, He will give you His ideas, and you'll see the world for what it is. And this happens along the course of my life. Over time, the Lord helped me to see things. And those that have been listening to me a long time, you know how I am. But the Lord is good. He cares about us. He wants the best things to happen in our lives and throughout our lives and our families. And He cares about us. Now, I got a wonderful guest minister again. My pastor Jim McCann III, and I thank God for him. And last time we did a broadcast, I shared how he has confirmed many things he don't even know about. I don't go and tell him what I need. I say, Lord, confirm this for me, or help me understand this better. And either he or his son or somebody will, God will use who he will. And He'll confirm it. You know, we're not alone.
That's right.
God loves us. And recently, his son did a wonderful... he turned the church over to Pastor Jim McCann IV. And he's my pastor now, but, you know, Pastor Jim the Third will always be my pastor. And, you know, God give us people as a gift.
Amen.
And the Lord told me, before I came to this church, I met his mother first, and I knew about the church. And I was, my wife's father had died. We wanted on our way to North Carolina. And the Lord said, it's very important you go to that church. And I knew that it was him. And So I made arrangements, and we came. And I tell you what, nothing but miracle after miracle from 2006 to now. I can tell you so many miracles that have happened. My children have had miracles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Healings.
Absolutely.
And I thank God for it. So I want you to, this is if you don't have a church home, I want you to be blessed. 2440 Minor Parkway. 2440 Minor Parkway. It's Victory Christian Fellowship is the name of the church. 2440 Minor Parkway. The telephone number is 205-791-WORD. That's easy to remember. 205-791-WORD. And I thank God for that. And call the church, and you can, if you forget the directions, come. Church every Sunday at 10:30. And Wednesday nights, also go to vcflive.org, and you can listen to the broadcast on YouTube when you, you know, when you pull it up. Even if you have a church home, it's still good to hear good men of God. Miracles are happening. People are being healed and set free. John the Baptist said, sent to Jesus saying, are you the one that should come? Or should we look for another? He said, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk. Yeah. And tell John that blessed is he who is not offended in me.
That's how God confirms. Yeah.
So when you seek the Lord, you know, I always tell people, I told my children, there's three things you got to be clear on the Lord about. That's who you marry, where you work, and where you live. And also, where you go to church. Ask the Lord where to go to church. Because every church is not the same. And, you know, when the Lord answers you, God sent me here and I've been blessed. And he's been, and this church has been a blessing to the ministry, the things that God gave me to do. I don't do it alone. I got help. So I thank God for what he's doing. And remember, 2440 Minor Parkway. And also, pastor's going to be teaching. Give them the information.
Okay. Well, we're going to be, I'm going to be doing a Faith, Healings, and Miracle Crusade up at a Restoration Christian Fellowship in Warrior, Alabama. It's 3414 Skyline Drive, Warrior. It's going to be August the 6th through the 8th, Friday, 6:30 at p.m., and then Saturday, 6:30 p.m., and then Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. And we're going to have a great time. God, they've been praying about this for months, and I'm excited about, you know, the Lord, about it, you know, and we're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles take place. I believe that God is going to pour out his spirit there. Yeah. Pastor Rick even said they're so excited about it. You know, you can go online and check it out at RCF or the Restoration Christian Fellowship. They got an advertisement there about it, or you can go to our webpage, vcflive.org. But he said that they've had tremendous, I mean, the first week they already had 800 on the Facebook, 800 people already in invites. You know, they possibly already had 800.
Good.
Yeah, well, I hope all of them come.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I really would like to see that, because we're looking for a move of God. And we're looking for the power of the Spirit. And, you know, anytime, that's a great church, too. They really know how to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to preach there. I love Pastor Rick Pastor Rick Vincent. And they just have a great church there. We're going to be ministering there. You know, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know, when I turned the church over to my son, been here ministering over 35 years, close, you know, Jim had pastored for 2 years up in Jacksonville.
Yeah,
and he came back, and so I knew it was time, and because the Lord spoke to me in the Book of Acts about when Paul went from church to church, strengthening the disciples.
Yeah,
well, you know, Dad Kenneth E. Hagin, my spiritual father. Uh-huh. He prophesied right before he died that if we don't continue to preach the move of the Holy Ghost, and the word of faith, that we're going to lose a whole generation. We spoke about that on the last broadcast. And we've just about seen that. And of course, you know, you've got a lot of folks that have gone away from that. And they've lost the miracles of God in their churches. And some of them even, you know, I even have become, I mean, some churches have become nothing but a pile of dry bones. And we don't want that. You know, that's sad. It grieves me to see that. You know, and ministers don't need that. They need to not to be, you know, not to be concerned about crowds, but be concerned about souls. And I get people, you know, get the people some help, you know. And I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, the only thing that can help, well, all the time, the only thing that can help someone is Christ. You know, you can get temporary fixes, but only Christ can fix it permanently. Glory to God.
That's right.
And so we're going to be preaching a faith, healing, and miracle crusade there. And we're going to be going around. Of course, I still teach here on Wednesday nights. And, and you know, usually I'll teach once a month or twice a month here from time to time. I'll preach. And so, but we're doing bookings right now. You know, before COVID, I'd already started booking. And then, you know, everything, you know, when COVID broke out, everything had to cancel. And now we're picking back up. But if there's ministers out there who would like me to come in, I'd be glad to come in and hold them a crusade. I mean, I go into all denominational churches. I've gone into Pentecostal churches, Order of Faith churches. I've preached in Baptist churches, Methodist churches. I mean, I preached in all churches, you know. And I'm there to bless the people and bring the miracle power of God to them. And I just really enjoy. We flow into gifts, you know, and God has allowed us to do this. And we've spoken into your life many times over the years, and seen that happen. And I've seen miracles in your life and in your ministry, you know, and so. But see, here's the thing: what people don't realize that you actually become a partaker of the ministers you sit up under.
You do.
You know, you actually, you know, the anointing is transferable.
It is.
The anointing of God is transferable, and you pick up on that anointing, and you'll begin to flow and operate in the same thing that your minister
flows in. When you laid hands on all of us, everybody that wanted you to, and you said, go lay hands on people. Well, at work, when I was working at the shop before I retired, people got healed.
Amen. Amen.
And I spoke words to people. People went to heaven because of the. I remember you said in 2007, straddling the fence won't work this year. And a friend of mine at work, I told him that word. He paid attention to me. For once, he listened. And he died that next year.
Wow.
And the Lord woke me up and had me praying in the Holy Spirit. And you know, whenever that happens, when I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, in the middle of the night, the Lord woke me up and prompted me to do it. I prayed till I started laughing. When I started laughing, I went on back to sleep, and I dreamt about my friend. And I said, you're supposed to be in the hospital. You're at work. And then when he went out the door, now this is the dream, I saw people from different time periods in the clothes that they were wearing, in the 1700s, 1800s, all the way back to Roman soldiers. And they were dressed however they were in that day. That's what they were wearing. And he got on this narrow road and walked with them. And the next day I found out he passed.
Wow.
So he either rededicated his life to the Lord that night.
Yep.
Or he got saved that
Glory night. To God. Glory to God. You know, God is so merciful. Yeah. God's such a good God. I never forget this. It just blew me away. We had a lady went to our church. And her husband never came, and she still comes to our church here. Yeah. She's an older lady, and her husband went into a coma, something happened. I forget what it was. It was something to do with his brain, but I know what it was. He had cancer, and he went into a coma, and they wanted me to come up and pray, and he had never been saved. And I went up to the hospital. He was an intensive care unit, and I was looking for the family, and there was no one there. So I walked in. Now I didn't know he was in a coma. Okay, understand? I just went up there to pray for him because I didn't know he was in a coma. So I went up there, And I walked in there, and he had his eyes closed. You know, I didn't know he was in a coma. Yep. Okay, went over to him, and I laid my hands on him, and he woke up.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, Pastor." He called me Pastor Jim. I've never met the man before.
Uh-huh.
Okay, never seen him before. He said, "Hey, Pastor Jim." And I went to talk with him, and I went to talk to him about his situation, you know, and he said, "Yeah, I want to get saved." And I led him to Christ, not knowing that he had been in a coma, okay? Uh-huh. And I left, and as I was going down, I saw his wife and the family. And I said, "Well, I just spoke with him, you know." And they said, wait a minute. He said, "You just spoke with him?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "No, he's in a coma." I said, "No, he's not." And God, listen to me, God woke him up
uh-huh.
and from the coma. As soon as I touched him, God woke him up.
Uh-huh.
And I led him to the Lord, and he came out of that church. He came out of that place preaching, man. And he preached to the day he went on to be the Lord.
Wow. You know, God is good.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. See, when you go to church and you see miracles like this and hear about them, you know, years ago, I was going to another church before I came here. Years ago, back in the 80s, and I used to go to Refuge Temple. It's not there anymore. It was over near Caraway Hospital. And miracles would happen back then. But in the first 8 years, I worked out of my truck when I started my business. And I worked out of my truck. And I was able to, I would be at people's houses working on their cars. So sometimes they'd sit on the front porch and talk on the phone or talk to their friends or talk to whoever would come by. And I listened to their conversations while I'm working on their cars, putting water pumps on, radiators, whatever I'm doing, tune-ups. And people are hurting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to a church, I'm seeing miracles, I'm seeing people get blessed, and I had compassion for the people. Now, some people I was able to talk to and minister to. Some people I wanted to, but I didn't have the courage to do it, and I would pray, and the Lord would help me to say something sometimes. It depends on what happened, but people had all kind of situations. Children on drugs, grandchildren on drugs, cheating spouses, all kind of miseries. But people, then I go to church and see miracles and see people getting healed and blessed. Amen. And children and grandchildren getting saved and enjoying
Amen.
God,
Amen.
Hearing from God. And I saw all kind of stuff. And I saw how the world was. I came from a good neighborhood. And I thought everybody, you know, when I'm in my 20s, you know, back then. And I thought the best, you know.
Yeah, of everybody.
I had a lot of good examples from the neighborhood, you know. But when I saw what was out there, I said, it's got to be a way to get people in the church.
Yep, yeah.
When you go to a good church, a thriving church, people that seek the Lord and they're doing what he say, people need that.
Absolutely.
And getting people to come can be difficult.
Yeah.
But with God,
especially right now.
Yeah. Yeah. With God, all things are possible.
That's right.
So I thank God for the radio assignment. When he gave me this assignment to go on the radio, I get the chance to share with you, wherever you are. You may be entering town and you just may be hearing this broadcast for the first time. I'm gonna tell you something. God is moving by his spirit.
That's right.
You just got to pray and ask him to lead you where he's moving.
That's right. That's right.
Even if you live out of town, that God is moving somewhere not far from you.
That's right.
There are always people that just love God.
That's right. That's right.
And if you're here in Birmingham, if you want to see what I'm talking about, come to, just come to the church. Listen to it on YouTube. You're going to hear things you need.
Amen.
Now, all your you're not going to go to church one time and all your problems are going to be solved in one time.
No.
You have to want God. You have to hear him out. Sometimes people get a miracle or they get a word. But if you keep going to the Lord in prayer, he's going to keep filling your heart with his word,
Amen.
With his love. You're going to have your own testimony. Daniel said in the worst of times, he said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. Now, this is at a time when the world is just falling apart.
That's right.
So, And the Lord keep telling me something. And when he talk in repetition, it's so that it can get in my heart, so he's preparing me for something. But he keeps saying people that don't have his word in his heart, they're not going to survive what's coming. And you're gonna have to have his word in you in order to survive the future. There's a storm coming, folks. Now, I don't like storms.
Yeah,
but yeah. Being a watchman, you have to tell people.
Absolutely.
But, and you have to prepare. God is wise. First told me that his return is imminent, and to be ready, he said, tell my people my return is imminent, be ready that they be not left.
That's right.
I was on alert since then. And I thought about his people. You know, if he said this about his, he wants his people to have his word and do things of him, so that he can work in our lives. And he's doing this. He has people that love him. He has people that will walk in according to his will. And when that's in place, then nothing's impossible. So finding a good church home is key. It's very important. And I thank God I'm a part of this ministry where God planted me.
You know, just this Sunday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I remember, if you recall, you know, we'd had some visitors, and there was a family that came, okay, and if you remember when I got up and I began to prophesy, you know, before Pastor Jim up and preached, my son had told me he had talked to this family who had brought their daughter, okay, and I was sitting there, and I was told that my son, I said, the Lord's given me something, you know, and he'll let me give it. You know, he'll say, okay, go ahead and give it. Mm-hmm. And he said, the minute that I told him that, he knew what was fixing to happen, because he had already talked to this family. This was the first time they had ever been there. And I got up in the pulpit, and when I began to prophesy, their daughter had suffered from tremendous anxiety and tremendous fears. And worry about her future and all this, and and they were trying to find her a place to go to church.
Yeah,
and they'd been to two churches, and it didn't happen there. It didn't happen there. And the minute they came in our church, Jim said, "You read her mail." That's the Holy Ghost. And they were so excited about it when they left. They were talking about it when they left. And that's what I want people to hear, is that God cares.
Yeah,
He cares. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to know that he loves you so much that he wants to fix it.
Yeah,
he wants to,
he does.
He does. He wants to fix it. And if you'll get to where you need to be, and get to, you know, and I'll tell you, be honest with you, and I hate to be a party pooper on people's, but, you know, if you're in a church, and you're not getting that, I don't care how many family members you got there. If it's the Valley of Dry Bones, you know, I know you love people, but you love people. You can love people and not go to church with them. You know, I mean, you need to get to where you can. And I'm not saying you got to come here, but you need to find your church that preaches and teaches that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. And that there's signs and wonders and miracles following the teaching and the preaching of the word.
That's right.
Because the Bible says that he would confirm his word with signs following.
That's right.
The word of God is a supernatural God, and you've got to allow the Holy Ghost to move.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot organize God out of your services. So you need to give him time. Now, thank God for the preaching and the teaching of the word of God. Everything needs to be done decently and in order.
Yeah.
But there is a decently and in order move of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
You know, there's a decently and an order move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
If you allow God, he will orchestrate it, you know, just like a symphony. You know, he'll orchestrate the whole thing, man. And it's just a wonderful thing, you know, to see that. I see it in the meetings that I go preach out in, how God will orchestrate that entire meeting. If you'll just be learned, like what we talked about last a broadcast on being led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that. We talked about, being led by your Spirit.
Yeah.
You remember that? You know, about that still, that velvety feeling on the inside of us. And that go ahead, then the check, you know.
Yeah.
But then we talked about the still small voice.
Yeah.
But then there's also spectacular guidance.
That's right.
You say, that's what that young lady and that family experienced Sunday, that's spectacular guidance. See, yeah. That's prophecy. Uh-huh. See, now of course you know as well as I do, if prophecy doesn't line up with the Word of God, you know you don't go with it.
Yeah,
and you know work. You don't work. That's right. But I spoke into her life. Basically, it was a word of knowledge.
Yeah.
And I spoke into her life, and without even know, I was speaking into her life. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know that. You know, I didn't even know that. You know, I didn't even know that. See.
Yeah. When and, you're anointed, you just do what God says. You don't know what. We're not smart.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, man. I barely got out of high school, man. You just let the Holy Ghost move, and you learn to flow with the Holy Ghost, right. And God will begin to move. You know, and it's so important for us to realize that God is still in the miracle business.
He is. Yeah. I just said we're not smart. I mean, we don't know everything.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have to be smart. You have to be obedient.
Yeah.
And God will give you what to say. I wasn't even interested in preaching till I found out the Lord had given me what to say, because I felt pressure. I felt like I don't know what to do. And that's just what God wants. Somebody that know they don't know what to do, because He'll fill in the blanks.
Absolutely. You know, I was when you said that all you have to do is be obedient, I thought about, you know, we talk about faithful Abraham. Abraham was the father of faith and so forth. Well, why was Abraham such a great man of faith? He was obedient.
Yeah.
God said, get up, pack your family up, and go. He didn't even tell him where he was going. He just said, get up and go. And so he said, okay, which way we go? He said, go that way. And he just took off. And he went. And from that point, see, here's what people need to realize, that faith always has motion.
Yes.
See, it's always moving. And so he was obedient to do and to move and to go, to be led, see, by God. And as long as he was led by God, God's purpose came about in his life.
Yeah.
You know, he became the father of many nations.
That's right. And when you have that kind of foundation, now the Holy Spirit can build.
That's right.
A lot of people are trying to include God into their plan. I'm going to tell you what happened when I got called to the ministry. I wanted to know what kind of preacher I was. I didn't want to tell Elder Lewis that I'd been called till the Lord told me what kind of preacher I was, and I wanted to know how it was going to work. And so when he called me that night, he woke me up. He gave me this dream, and I woke up. I said, what is it, Lord? I could sense that he was in the room. He said, behold, you are my child. I have chosen you, and you should be a vessel of honor.
Praise God.
And I said, he done it. I can't get out of it. So I got up. I went in the living room. I said, Lord, what kind of preacher am I going to be? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And I felt pressure. I felt like, you know, from my own mind, you know, not from God. And he said, follow me.
Wow.
And he wouldn't say anything else. So I got up and went back to bed. And weeks went by. I said, well, I'm going on a fast. I'm going to see what he'll tell me. And I said, I went on a Daniel fast. No meats, no sweets, nothing but water till God tell me what kind of preacher I'm dying. And I had to work, so I had to eat something. So no meats, no sweets till he tell me what I am. And that was three men on the radio broadcast. I think it was Jim, Ron, and Herb back then.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
And I was, I had been fasting about a week. I don't know how many weeks or how long, but I would not eat meat sweets till he told me what I needed to know. And they were talking about how, one of them said that when God called them, they got a sheet of paper. And they wrote down all the things that they wanted God to do.
Yeah.
And then they were going to write down all the things that God wanted them to do. And then they were going to sign. And the Lord said, take out another sheet of paper. So they took out a blank sheet of paper. And the Lord said, now sign it.
Wow.
And I'll fill in the blanks.
Oh, boy.
And I broke my fast on that.
Wow.
And because that bear witness, he said, follow me.
Amen.
And I didn't know what kind of preacher I was, so I told Elder Lewis, and eventually I still didn't want to be a preacher. And I preached my first sermon, and I was in his office right before I preached, and the Lord gave me a word. That was the moment I was interested.
Wow.
He gave me, my first message was, we must believe God.
Amen.
And when I saw the God, and then...
No, that is big as God.
Yeah.
We must believe God. When you believe God, that statement is big as God,
it
brother.
Is.
I mean, that's a big one, brother.
And it's like, I was no expert, but that message came out perfect.
Wow, praise God.
And I said, Lord, so many people say they have doctrines that don't line up. I don't want to preach a doctrine that's not the Word of God. So I had a strategy. I'll only preach what God gives me. No more, no less. And that's the only way I could do a perfect work. And it worked. And so that was a lady that said she read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for years. And that word got in my heart.
Amen.
And Elder Lewis would always get a message from the Lord. And that's, and then through that, along with other things, the Lord taught me to follow him. And I made a lot of adjustments. And so when the Lord is building on a foundation, it gets stronger and stronger.
Absolutely.
And it causes you to be anointable.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go from faith to faith.
Yeah.
See, faith, that's saving faith, to growing faith.